And good morning. It's Friday, October 11th. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. In your headlines, a cybersecurity summit is planned for small business in Colorado Springs. And rents are on the rise in the Springs. Through your top stories. The Colorado Springs Business Journal announced the second annual SBDC Cybersecurity Summit for Small Business. The summit will be held on October 25th, and it will feature a full day of workshops, keynote speakers, free one-on-one cybersecurity consulting, and cyber for small business resources. Organizers say that cybersecurity is something nobody can afford to ignore, and that they're very excited to host this critical event for small business. SBDC Executive Director Ekta Markulier joins me for the Extra Business Edition on October 18th. In the meantime, for more information, visit pikespeaksbdc.org and click on events. Also, from the Springs Business Journal, ranked as the third most desirable city in America, the Springs is quickly becoming a popular and expensive place to live. Some neighborhoods are seeing as much as a 12% increase year over year in one-bedroom apartment prices. A study released last week by Rent.com found that rental rates in the 80918 neighborhood jumped 12.34% from August 2018 to August 2019, and tenants are paying $1,203 for a one-bedroom apartment. The study reviewed all neighborhoods in Colorado Springs with sufficient available inventory on Apartment Guide and Rent.com and compared the average price from August 2018 to August 2019. With thanks again to the Business Journal, Springs Mayor John Suthers presented his 2020 budget to the council. Police and fire services would get more new hires and equipment if City Council approves the budget. The $331 million general fund budget calls for spending $23 million more than this year and a whopping $64.4 million more than in 2016, Suther's first full-year budget after taking office in 2015. In stocks news, stocks are opening higher on hopes of a limited trade deal with China. Wall Street is getting a boost from President Trump's comment that talks between the two countries are going really well. Trump also tweeted that he would like to meet with China's vice premier at the White House today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged more than 300 points after the opening bell. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were also higher in early trading. In economic news, there was no inflation last month, which has investors hoping it will lead to another interest rate cut later this month by the Fed. The consumer price index was flat in September, which is the smallest change since January. Economists had expected an increase of 0.1%. In energy news, oil prices are heading up after an attack on an Iranian tanker off the Saudi coast. International benchmark Brent crude jumped 98 cents to $60.10 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate crude shot up 2%, or about $1.07 to $54.60. And in tech news, Fitbit is stepping away from China. The fitness tracking company announced that it's pulling most of its manufacturing out of China because of the trade war between China and the U.S. In a statement, Fitbit said they began searching for alternatives last year because of the threat of tariffs. The company will give more details about the move later this month. And in cybersecurity news, trial is being postponed in the Capital One hacker case as prosecutors sift through what they call immense amounts of electronic data. Prosecutors in Seattle requested the postponement this week in the trial against 33-year-old Paige Thompson, who's charged with federal wire fraud and computer fraud charges for the hack that exposed the information of more than 100 million Capital One customers. Prosecutors say they're currently reviewing 20 to 30 terabytes of data in connection with the hack. And finally, because it's Friday, a spicy video is heating up social media. Emily May says she was stopped by a TSA agent because she had 20 bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos in her carry-on. A tweeted video of her bag being checked by security at Ronald Reagan International Airport last week has been viewed nearly 2 million times. May says she was taking the Cheetos to her friends in Korea because they're hard to find there. A Frito-Lay spokesperson responded to May's tweet saying that if her snack bags ended up being confiscated, Chester Cheeto would personally make sure her friends got their fix. That is your KRDO Weekly Business Cast for October 11th. I'm Ted Robertson. Join me next Friday at 9 a.m. for the Extra Business Edition and your Weekly Business Cast only on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson, proudly serving and supporting you and the success of your business. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs Friday mornings live at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM. 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.